Welcome to the porch, where, as the saying goes, we sit long, preferably with a companion, talk much or little, depending on the mood, and laugh often. It's where we listen to the birds in the morning and the crickets at night. It's where we shoot the breeze, solve world problems, make music, and tell the occasional tall tale. Or we sometimes just sit for a spell and find rest for the soul. Hear us calling.
Swinging on my hammock outside in the breeze, lazy afternoon. Here in my heart, I know that it's true.
It's been a busy couple days, and I'm looking forward to some porch therapy with you. I'm Pam, also known as the Bee Lady, and today I've been thinking about characters I've known. Those out-of-the-ordinary folks that slip in and out of our lives, leaving us shaking our heads in wonder and adding a bit of spice to an otherwise predictable and possibly boring afternoon. I'm inclined to believe that we all have an Uncle Eddie somewhere in the family woodpile, an eccentric, often beloved scoundrel who simply marches to their own drum. The kids love him. The adults hold their breath and tongue until he leaves. Mine was named Clarence, my dad's larger-than-life cousin of some sort, who dropped in occasionally, usually somewhere near dinner time, much to our delight. In his booming voice, he'd pontificate on the reasons one should never wash their hair and the nuances of apostolic theology. Us kids would beg him to play the piano, and after a little coaxing, he'd sit down and scramble his fingers all over the keys in a blustering, crazy concoction running from the top to the bottom of the keyboard. Oh, and he'd always leave a quarter on the table for the many cups of coffee Mom had served. While porching this week, we had a delightful conversation over a cup of java as I learned about our friend's Uncle Eddie. You could call him thrifty or any other number of things, but never boring. It was in the mid to early 70s. Uncle Eddie had volunteered to drive his nephew from North Dakota cross-country to California to live with his older brother. Never one to waste money on unnecessary extras, this would be a true guy's adventure, because who needed a car heater anyway, just because it was February? The plan was to drive straight south until it got warm and then cut west to California. Problem was, by the time they reached the Texas Panhandle, it was still only 10 degrees. But no worries. He had devised a sort of heater fueled by kerosene, which he set on the passenger side floor. Of course, one then had to leave the windows open because of the fumes. So, it was somewhere in Nebraska, when the bald tires began giving them some serious problems. Became a bit of a nuisance continually stopping to reinflate the one particular tire with the slow leak, so they pulled over to put on the spare. After unloading all his nephew's worldly possessions along with his own, Uncle Eddie pulled out the spare tire. Flat. And with a rusted-out wheel. After an unsuccessful trip to the local junkyard to find a replacement, Uncle Eddie made the logical decision to continue the trip with no spare and bald, leaking tires. After all, one should embrace the opportunity to stop and stretch one's legs occasionally at the free air pumps in every state between North Dakota and California. And since they were at the gas station anyway, why not just pull around to the back and spend the night? Who needs to spend hard-earned money on a bed when there are two perfectly fine bench seats in the station wagon? And hey, since we're already out west, why not stop and help a cousin move? I believe that was the one and only opportunity for a shower in the entire trip. That's when Uncle Eddie got sick. Like, serious, incapacitating sick. But of course, not serious enough to waste money seeing the doctor. So, the young nephew, a year out of high school and having never driven in the big city, drove over the Rocky Mountains and the rest of the way to California. Give Uncle Eddie some credit. Those treacherous tires got them there just fine. And his nephew manned up and did what he didn't know he could do. Following a week of no showers and riding in kerosene fumes, a smelly old geezer and his young nephew finally arrived at their destination, where the brother opened the door and slammed it shut. "You stink!" Well, after some soap and water and a trip to the laundromat, it was all good. Mom at home, holding her breath and on her knees in prayer, breathed a sigh of relief. Nephew, oblivious of the dangers, was none the worse for the wear. Another one for the books. Uncle Eddie didn't fail to deliver. Here in my heart, I know that it's true. Well, it's quiet here again tonight. Steve and I are planning a road trip next week, but he's already rotated the tires, topped out the fluids, and both the heater and air conditioning are working. I was just thinking of some more great stories I'm itching to tell, mostly all true. And you might enjoy listening in, but I'll have to save those for another time. But I hope you join me then. Fill a glass with your favorite beverage. Grab a chair. Don't forget the lumbar support. Put your feet up and come porch with me. Until we meet again, it's Pam Collins from the porch, where memories are made and worries are few. Good times and hard, my spirit's renewed from this lazy lazy afternoon. Swinging on my hammock outside in the breeze, lazy Welcome to the porch, where, as the saying goes, we sit long, preferably with a companion, talk much, or little, depending on the mood, and laugh often. It's where we listen to the birds in the morning and the crickets at night. It's where we shoot the breeze, solve world problems, make music, and tell the occasional tall tale. Or sometimes we just sit for a spell and find rest for the soul. Here at the Collins home, we just call it porching.
Here in my heart, I know that it's true. Good things in life, things we choose life.
It's been a busy couple days, and I'm looking forward to some porch therapy with you. I'm Pam, also known as the Bee Lady, and today I've been thinking about pets and the endless parade in and out of our lives over the years. You may remember my nephew, Corey, the little red-haired and freckled boy that added so much excitement to our lives, and to his mother's, too. His mom is my sister, and she writes some beautiful music. In fact, we're singing a song she wrote for our mom at the beginning of this podcast. Corey's mom was also a teacher. Now, every good teacher has a pet mouse or snake or maybe a guinea pig in their classroom. Well, over the years, she's had a snake, mice, a newt, a turtle, assorted bugs, fish, and a guinea pig. So she must have been a very good teacher. The snake was named Cornelius, and he once attended a Blessing of the Animals service sponsored by their church school. The priest bestowed blessings upon the assembled neighborhood, cats, dogs, and rabbits, and the classroom snake. In the middle of the ceremony, one of her kindergarten students whispered in her ear, "Look, Cornelius isn't in his cage." Sure enough, he'd worked his way out of the carrying tote and, to her horror, was now curled around the leg of one of the nearby benches. There was no way to retrieve him without creating a bit of, disturbance. The entire class sat quietly next to their teacher, who was frozen in place, as Cornelius observed the goings-on in freedom, just beneath the feet of unsuspecting guests. When the service was over, the snake was discreetly uncoiled and safely returned to the transport cage and his home in the classroom. The rest of the congregants were none the worse for their blissful lack of awareness. The newt came home on summer break. He ate live crickets. Once he got loose, and they couldn't find him anywhere. The problem was, the crickets were all in the cage, but the newt was out of the cage. And Corey was worried that it would die of starvation, so he followed his young heart to the logical solution. He scooped all the live crickets out of the cage and set them loose, in hopes that the pet newt would find them. But they didn't stay in that one room. Oh, no. They scooted under the doors and through the ductwork into the bathroom, the living room, the kitchen, and, well, pretty much every room of the house. His mom woke to crickets serenading her next to the bed. Crickets startled them as they turned on the bathroom light or reached for a toy. Mr. Newt was eventually located and returned to his aquarium cage, but not the crickets. So his mom purchased new ones, and a lucky bunch of crickets escaped their fate as a newt's meal, living their remaining lives in freedom. Once Corey's sister was gifted $20, and that, of course, meant a trip to the pet store. They came home with a sweet little white guinea pig that she named Toby. They were certainly surprised one morning when they woke to find that he had produced a whole batch of babies. But as his sister held and cuddled the adorable pups, she broke out in a horrible rash. Turns out she had a severe allergy to these lovable creatures. A trip back to the pet store, informing them of the miraculous birth and explaining about the allergies, and the understanding staff took the entire guinea pig family back. A young man then entered the store wanting to see a praying mantis that they had for sale. The staff took it out of the cage so he could get a closer look. As they all gathered around to see this rare and interesting insect, it leaped out of his hand and onto the floor. Just as 4-year-old Corey came running around the corner and stepped right on it. Oops. Corey eventually got a pet of his own, a dog named Kyla, that he loved with all his heart. When she passed on to Valhalla, he waited a good while before investing his affection again. That's the way it is with our pets. As the saying goes, they might only be here for part of our lives and all the memories they create. But to them, you are their whole life.
Here in my heart, I know that it's
well,
true.
It's quiet here again tonight. Hosta shoots are filling out so nicely, and the bleeding heart bush has swollen into a gigantic green ball laden with drooping pink flowers. I'll be putting the cannas in the ground soon. I was just thinking of some more great stories I'm itching to tell, mostly all true. And you might enjoy listening in. But I'll have to save those for another time. I hope you'll join me then. Fill a glass with your favorite beverage. Grab a chair. Don't forget the lumbar support. Put your feet up and come porch with me. Until we meet again, it's Pam Collins from The Porch, where memories are made and worries are few.
My spirit's renewed from this lazy lazy